Welcome to The Randy Report. I'm Randy Slavacek, your host. I'm also the writer and editor of therandyreport.com, where you can find me every single day on the internet reporting on the daily news cycle in terms of politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. In this week's headlines, I cover the train wreck that is out Congressman George Santos. Also, Good Morning America's Robin Roberts announces wedding plans with her longtime girlfriend. Arizona Republicans have filed legislation to go after drag shows. Plus, a new dating reality show asks, can a himbo and a daddy find love? All that and more in this episode of The Randy Report. The story of out Congressman George Santos was just beginning as I was recording my Best of 2022 episode, so this is the first chance I've had to cover the wild ride that is George Santos. If you listen to the Randy Report, I'm sure you stay abreast of the news. But, just for a quick recap, here's the bullet points. In late December, the New York Times broke the news that 34-year-old George Santos, newly elected to the House of Representatives, had fabricated much of his personal and professional resume. He soon was admitting that he lied whole cloth not only to earning a degree from Baruch College, but ever even attending the school. He also claimed he'd attended New York University, but the school has no record of him. He claimed he worked as a financial expert at Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, but neither company has any record of him. Nor is there any record of his real estate portfolio he claimed included 13 properties, and the IRS has no record of the tax-exempt animal rescue group he claims to have founded. He also claimed to be Jewish, having family members who fled persecution during World War II in Ukraine. He made those statements while attending Jewish community events on the campaign trail, when in fact, he's Catholic. He now says he always meant to infer that he was simply Jew-ish. But wait, there's more. In 2008, when Santos was 19, he stole the checkbook of a man his mother was caring for, according to Brazilian court records uncovered by the New York Times. Police and court records show that Santos used the checkbook to make fraudulent purchases, including a pair of shoes. 2 years later, Santos confessed to the crime and was later charged, but he fled the country before the authorities could catch up to him. According to reports, he was evicted from two apartments and sued for more than $12,000, but never paid the back rent. On Twitter, he claimed that 9/11 took the life of his mother, but then later acknowledged her death occurred in 2016. He also claimed to have lost four employees in the deadly 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. But no one could find a connection between any of the victims and Santos. Santos has since called the lies, quote, a little bit of fluff on his resume. Even after the first bunch of embellishments, also known as lies, came to light, there's been a nearly daily discovery of more shadiness from the freshman congressman. That includes an ex-boyfriend who has since come forward, going on record saying that while they lived together, he paid many bills for Santos. The boyfriend believes that Santos stole and pawned his cell phone for cash, and when the boyfriend found out about the Brazilian situation with Ford's checks online, he packed all of his belongings into trash bags and moved out. And as I sat down to record this podcast episode this evening, the New York Times reports that in 2021, Santos gave permission for his campaign to commission a routine background study to be done on him. This is apparently standard practice so political candidates can be aware of possible issues and an opponent might seize on. But the report came back, done by a Washington research firm, and alarmed even Santos's own team. The findings included what the public has since discovered, the fraudulent academic degrees, involvement in a firm accused of a Ponzi scheme, and multiple evictions and a suspended driver's license. All of it was in the report, which also said that Santos, who is openly gay, had been married to a woman from 2012 to 2019. That was never revealed until after the election. The report didn't offer conclusive details, but some people on his team wondered whether the marriage was done for immigration purposes. When Santos disputed the findings of the study, members of his own campaign reportedly quit, according to three people the New York Times spoke with. But the real problems for Santos will probably stem from his declarations about money. When he filed his first campaign disclosure form for his failed 2020 congressional run, he declared earnings totaling $55,000. But by the time he was running in 2022, his disclosures indicated a salary of $750,000 from the new company he'd launched, marking a striking reversal of fortunes, which allowed him to loan his campaign over $700,000. Okay. He also spent, as a candidate, a lot of money on traveling, charging his campaign roughly $40,000 in flights to places that included California, Texas, and Florida. For an unknown candidate, that's a whole lot of money. Additionally, he spent over $25,000 at his favorite Italian restaurant in Queens called Il Baco. That must explain why the owner of the restaurant donated $6,500 to Santos's campaign. And the owner's brother, an Italian national, who was caught by the Coast Guard trying to smuggle over a dozen illegal migrants into Florida from the Bahamas with $200,000 stuffed into the walls of his yacht's bedroom, donated money to Santos's campaign as well. Did I mention that it's against the law to accept campaign donations from a foreign national? Plus, his official campaign finances show a long list of charges right down to the penny at $199.99, which happens to be 1 cent under the threshold that the FEC requires a receipt or documentation of the expenditure. The Campaign Legal Center, a nonprofit, nonpartisan watchdog group, has called Santos's record of $199.99 purchases astounding and implausible. A complaint filed by the group stated, "There is reason to believe Santos's campaign deliberately falsified its disbursement reporting, among numerous other reporting violations. The sheer number of these just under $200 disbursements is implausible, and some payments appear to be impossible given the nature of the item or service covered," end quote. It's worth noting that material omissions or misrepresentations on personal financial disclosures are considered a federal crime under the False Statements Act, which carries a maximum penalty of $250,000 and 5 years in prison. Rutrow. For now, Santos refuses to resign, even though the Nassau County Republicans group has called for his resignation, as has the New York State Republicans. The Speaker of the House, Republican Kevin McCarthy, has said very little about Santos, which makes sense as the Republicans have a very slim majority and can't afford to lose one seat. Stay tuned, folks. During a recent interview segment for Good Morning America, co-anchor Robin Roberts broke the news that she will marry her decades-long girlfriend, Amber Lane, in 2023. Roberts, who publicly came out as gay in 2013, made the announcement while interviewing author and motivational speaker Gabby Bernstein, who asked Roberts during the interview what she planned to say yes to in 2023. Roberts initially began with a bit of hesitation, saying, "I'm hesitating because I haven't said it out loud yet." Bernstein urged Roberts on with an enthusiastic, "Say it out loud," to which Roberts responded, quote, "Okay, I'm saying yes to marriage. I'm saying yes to marriage. We're getting married this year. It's something we've talked about, but we had put off when she became ill, but I'm saying yes to that and the next chapter." Bernstein then asked Roberts to create a wedding vision board and meditate on what she wanted for the wedding day, to which Roberts said she would rather be meditating on the marriage rather than the wedding. Good for her. Roberts and Lane have been together since 2005 when they were set up by friends on a blind date. Roberts, a survivor of breast cancer as well as a rare blood disorder called myeloid dysplastic syndrome, confirmed their relationship in a 2013 Facebook post celebrating a year since her bone marrow transplant, writing at the time, "I am grateful for my entire family, my longtime girlfriend Amber, and friends as we prepare to celebrate a glorious new year together. Congratulations to future married couple, Robin and Amber." A bill introduced in the Arizona State Legislature by Republican Senator Anthony Kern specifically calls for regulation and business licenses for drag shows and a limitation of their hours by not allowing shows between 1 a.m. and 8 a.m. Monday through Saturday and banning shows on Sundays from 1 a.m. to 12 p.m. Clearly, that would impact Sunday morning drag brunches, which often draw audiences from 100 to 300 in the state. Another bill, introduced by Republican State Senator John Kavanaugh, is focused on not using state money to fund drag shows targeting kids. Now, seriously, folks, what state actually funds drag shows targeting kids? Acknowledging the fact that Arizona now has a Democratic governor, Katie Hobbs, who signaled her support for the LGBTQ community, Bridget Sharp, Arizona director of the Human Rights Campaign, told Arizona Family, quote, "Ultimately, we feel this is just a big waste of time knowing this bill will likely get vetoed." The new OutTV dating reality show titled For the Love of Dilfs, asks the question, can a himbo and a daddy fall in love? According to the newly released trailer for the series, the reality show will bring together two groups of gay men. Himbos, described as sexy, fun, and ready to show you a good time, and daddies, also known as confident, mature, and ready to show you the ropes. Set in the luxurious waterfront mansion, the series is hosted by adult film star Stormy Daniels. Over the course of 8 episodes, Daniels, who identifies as bisexual, helps the men navigate their way through this competition for love. Daniels told People magazine, quote, "I host the show, but I also lived in the mansion with the singles to help guide them through this experience, so I can tell you firsthand that these are real love stories. Every day was an adventure with the daddies and the himbos. As a queer woman myself, it was amazing to get to work on a project created to uplift the LGBTQA+ community. It's not just the stereotypical stuff you're expecting. This show has so much heart, and I'm genuinely proud of what we made." End quote. At the end of the series, one couple will emerge not only with a love connection, but with a $10,000 investment into their relationship. There are a few things here that I see that I like, and this is why I'm bringing it to your attention, folks. One, I really like the amount of diversity in the cast in terms of age, race, and body type. Plus, I've liked Stormy Daniels since she came forward about her tryst with Donald Trump years ago. She has a confidence and authenticity I'm drawn to. I do plan on giving the new series a chance. P.S. No, this is not a paid segment. OutTV costs $3.99 a month, which you can cancel at any time, and has a wide range of LGBTQ entertainment. For the Love of Dilfs premieres on OutTV January 31st. And that brings me to the end of this episode of The Randy Report. If you enjoy catching up on LGBTQ news in a quick podcast, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it with your friends. I like to think of The Randy Report as the 60 minutes of gay news, only shorter. And remember, you can find me every single day on the internet at therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle regarding politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.